the entries now is flooding in, and we'll be pulling the shutters down now on Sunday night with the closing of the entries. And again, it's the seventh running of the O'Neill's World City Marathon, and we're expecting a usual big crowd on around Derry, come through the streets and suit the villages of the county, and coming on through to the historic walled city. Great event, and we're just now putting the appeal out there now. People, don't get caught out. Get your entries in.
Yeah, because what's the response been like up until this point?
Response is steady. We went with a late launch this year, and the response has been steady since, but we just noticed in this last week or so, we have an increase now in the momentum starting to drive up there, and I think it's all to do with the good weather coming in too, and then possibly people get a couple of the half marathons locally under their belts now, and coming up now next week about 11, 10 miles as an hour one of people will target towards a marathon, and that now will increase, and hopefully by Sunday night we'll have our quota and we'll be able to pull the curtains down.
Yeah, it's turned out to be a popular event, this World City Marathon. As you say, it's the seventh running of the event, but it's grown in popularity, and it's one of the highlights of the year now, so it is now.
Oh, it's massive down the sporting calendar, and they knew us here. We get a lot of visitors coming in, and they talk about the medal and how big the medal is and how much quality is in it. But then they go into the deeper vein of it, and they talk about the quality of the event overall and the hospitality of the people of the Northwest, which we know anyway second to none. And they come out in their droves to support the event, and the course lends itself to good running. Albeit we have a couple of wee hills on it, and we have Fawn Street at 25 miles, which is an iconic part of the marathon with Texas under the walled city. But it's growing in popularity, and we're blown away by it, because when I set out 7 years ago for City of Culture, I thought it was a one-off, but lo and behold, we're still there.
Yeah. Is there any changes then to the course since you started back 7 years ago, or has it been the same course since then?
Same course, because the course lends itself well to good running, and we done a wee straw poll online straight after the first one, because the feedback we got and the enthusiasm for everybody that was on Fawn Street on that day supporting, and we just threw it out there to everybody, keep the Hall Inner ticket out, and overwhelmingly the people come back and says, do not take that Hall out, it's the most iconic running marathon icon for around here. It's something to talk about, and the support on it's brilliant. So we just kept the course the way it is. And you know the way it is now, Oisin, we health and safety, regulations, licensing for road closures. We have got nearly 65 to 70% of that course off-road. So we tend to keep it that way, and it keeps everybody happy.
Yeah. Do you, at this stage, still look for any help available, that if there's people want to volunteer in the lead-up to the event and on the day, that the door is opened?
Oh God, we get the host of the running clubs coming in to volunteer, even as your own running club comes in there and helps us out as well, and some of the water stations, and that the event needs an excess of 150 to 200 volunteers on the day, and the recruitment drive is well underway by Jerry Lynch is orchestrating that at the minute, and the event just would not happen, and it's like any event across athletics right across the counties Derry and Donegal. We can't do it without volunteers, and we do get a lot of volunteers that don't be up there running the marathon, but they're running the 5K, and then maybe the marathon people's helping out the 5K. So it's a double-edged sword. They come back and help again. But we do appeal for volunteers. Drop us a wee message through your Facebook page, Derry Marathon, and we'll get as many volunteers as possible on the course.
Huge numbers of people from the northwest area, Donegal, Derry, Tyrone, and of course across Ulster and Northern Ireland as well, that take part. But where else are they coming from? Have you managed to sort of get an international feel yet? No.
Well, we do put out the stats at once we close the entries. But we've had entries from expats coming back from Tokyo. Coming a couple of people coming up from Australia planning holidays around it. Plus as well, then we get a few of the English come across from the marathon clubs in England. And then of course we have the Kenyans who arrive and they be lit callers this. Already we're assembling a field at the minute up front. And we would love it for the top local guys as well. They toe the line and test their mettle against some of these international athletes that come in for the event. Now, we don't bring any athletes in. We leave it open. If they want to come in, they come in. It's an event that we leave open to everybody. But at that end of it, the sharp end of it, there will be a good race up front as usual. But on the other one then is there's the bragging rights for the locals, and then you've got the people who are running for charities. You've got the people who just want to run a marathon and get from start to finish. And like, we leave it open, Oisin, for anybody that wants to do it. And the cut-off point's 7.5 hours. So anybody that wants to come out and they want to walk, jog it, which seems to be a thing now that a lot of people are doing, is walk, jog on the marathon, because it is a long, long way for a lot of people. We cater for that as well. And we have a wheelchair event as well going through on it. So we're well there, and we're experiencing new things every year, and we're adding on wee bits and pieces. But we're now a stable event in the calendar.
Yeah. Just finally then, once again, entries close on Monday. What time on Monday? And also highlight
12 midnight on Sunday night as the entries are closing.
Yeah.
And you can get via our website is www.thewalledcitymarathon.com, and that'll get you straight through to register for O'Neill's Walled City Marathon.
Okay, listen, thanks for talking to us today, Noel, and once again, the best of luck with closing out the entries, and I'm sure we'll talk near the time come the Walled City Marathon at the start of June.
That's great. Thanks, Oisin.